This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I see lightning, we know it always brings me down. Talk about world events, his new comedy special, and so much more. And then third hour into fourth hour, your phone calls on the escalation into World War III. So who really wins in this? Well, Benjamin Netanyahu gets a political distraction. Hamas gets billions of dollars from Iran. The military-industrial complex can dole out another $100 billion that Biden's calling for to be given to Ukraine and Israel. Russia's now putting nuclear missiles on their aircraft, flying around by the Mediterranean. But when you go back to this missile, again, I call them like I see them. Israel stood down 7 hours, 100% clear, hundreds of attack helicopters, five of them would have stopped it. That's a big issue. But also, hospital wasn't hit, parking lot was hit. You can see Hamas launching the missiles right over the hospital. One fails, falls on the parking lot. And then all hell breaks loose everywhere, and the corporate media isn't even reversing itself. But that reminded me, overhead shot please, of Zelensky in November of last year when two missiles fired from Ukraine hit Poland, killing a farmer and others. But they got blown up by the Polish missile defense system, so they didn't get totally destroyed, and the tail numbers were Ukrainian. It didn't matter. Zelensky called for war to be expanded with Russia. So this is an old trick. Launch missiles on yourself and then blame your enemy. And again, sometimes the enemy really launches missiles. The point is, you're not supposed to question if Jesse Smollett's lying. Or you're not supposed to question a mass shooting. You're not supposed to question an attack on a hospital. The hospital was blown up. 500 are dead. Nice round number. Believe it. Was it true? But the corporate media loves the hysteria. They love the violence. So here's Zelensky last November. He even called for nuclear strikes and stuff on Russia over this. And then, and when Poland said, no, it was you fired him, he said, I disagree with that. Here it is. Zelensky accuses Russia of missile attack on NATO territory. Moreover, today happened what we warned about a long time ago. We talked about it. Terror is not limited to our nation. It's already spreading to other territories of Moldova. And today, Russia missiles hit Poland, the territory of our friendly country. People died. Please accept condolences from all Ukrainian brothers. How many times has Ukraine said that the terrorist state will not be limited to the country? Hitting missiles on NATO territory, this is Russia's missile attack on collective security. This is a very significant escalation. We must act. All I want to say now is that all our Polish brothers and sisters, Ukraine will always support you. Terror will not break people free. Victory is possible when there is no fear. You and I don't have it. And he went on to say, attack Russia. So they launched the missiles in the direction of Poland, the opposite direction of Russia. They did it. There wasn't even a Russian missile attack when it happened. They weren't anti-missile missiles. They were big missiles. You look it up. He did it. He's caught. That's a fact, but we just glaze over it. Okay, well, he was unable to get NATO to attack Russia directly and start World War III, so let's try again. And now we've seen another version of that with Hamas. I don't think they did it on purpose. They fire dozens of these missiles off. You see the video, and then there's a whole bunch of angles, and then one of them fails at about 500 yards in the air and just falls on the parking lot of the hospital. The hospital was not blown up. We'll be right back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I figure with World War III getting hotter, we'd have some fun. Have some champagne on the deck of the Titanic.
Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
His new comedy special is a hit, Noble Savage. Ellen Benjamin will be joining us, talk world events, cancel culture, Donald Trump, Kanye West, and more. But here's a few clips from his new special.
I was canceled!
Tactical snack gear. You know, because moms understand how to control an entire society. It's snacks and distraction. You know, like kids start acting up, they're like, snacks, bang, snacks, boom, smacks, distraction, distraction, snacks. And the kid, and it works so well. And I'm like, that's what they do to us. Every day, they do snack. And you had to drop some pounds because I was in my pasture. And I was going out there with my Jersey cows. And I was wearing this, like, brown poofy jacket. And I'm bending over to fix something. And my cow looks at me and sexually assaults me. Because I got so fat that my 1,500-pound cow was like, I want a piece of that. And she did. It's weird. She thought I was like a lesbian cow. And I'm just fixing something. I just hear, boo, boo. So I started the Moo Too movement. That's a home run joke right there. That one was for Coddington.
All right. Owen Benjamin joins us. One of the most canceled people out there. OwenBenjamin.com. Most recent comedy special, Noble Savage. Got a lot more clips coming up. But, boy, is the world not crazy right now? Let's get to the serious issues. What do you make of where we are? And, boy, Trump sent mean tweets, but we didn't get any big wars with him, and we're getting a new war every few weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good time to watch my special and laugh because it's getting so out of control. I see a lot of good things coming from it, though. I see that people are starting to see how lies can get them into trouble. You know, why telling the truth is so important, what really matters in your life, your health, your family, your local community. Because out there, a lot of these long lies are starting to come out. And I'm not worried. I'm almost enjoying the ride because, you know, dudes like you and dudes like me that have been saying things could really go south have been gaslit and called so crazy that now that normal people are starting to see the results of the tangled webs we weave when we practice to deceive, as Shakespeare said. It's, I'm cool with it. You know, I just feel bad for the civilians that are harmed. I think that's really sad. And I actually try to avoid looking at those videos because, I just think it's bad for my heart, you know?
Yeah. Looking at little children blown to pieces is not good. But sometimes you have to face it to understand what we're up against, but you're absolutely right. It's not good for the soul. War is the health of the state, the health of Satan. Pulling back from this, I totally agree with you. That's why my new book is called The Great Awakening. I go to the grocery store. I go anywhere in the liberal areas of Austin. People say, why do you live there? It's where my family's from. It's where I've been since high school, from Texas. But all I get's love now. No hate. I mean, I'm in the last year, maybe three people got in my face. It used to be every time I went out, it would happen. I would still get way more love, but I mean, I had to get ready every time I got out of the car to go to a restaurant, to go to a grocery store, to walk the dog. This is the Great Awakening, and we see populist, anti-globalists being elected everywhere. Governments indicting front runners, like what's happening in Argentina right now. That guy's like a super patriot. So I think the Great Awakening's here, and the dinosaurs like Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Schumer, I don't think they figured that out yet. And I don't think Netanyahu, when he had an obvious stand down, in my view, in Israel, thought he would get 90% in polls against him saying, we know you stood down. So it seems like everything the old dinosaurs is doing right now isn't working. Their old playbook isn't working.
Yeah, and it's interesting what the timing is, because the derivatives market is so shot that it's funny how the financial world is falling apart right now in ways that a lot of people aren't talking about as these lies are coming out. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme is falling apart with a lot of the fiat system and a lot of these things. And the fact people traded in their family, their community, the truth for the promises of future wealth, it's all falling apart. And I'm really happy that people are giving you love, man, because, you know, agree or disagree, you know, a guy like you that's just spoken his mind over the years. I mean, I consider evil to be deception, like somebody that's manipulating and deceiving for personal gain. I've always thought that you're hilarious, man. And so it's like, even if people are gung-ho against what you're saying, to see, like, my motto is always, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Now that the lies are becoming so impossible to live with, it's just up is down, left is right, a guy's a girl, marriage is slavery, you know, paper is gold. It's like, just to see a guy speak in his mind is very cathartic.
Well, exactly. And you've gone through the same process, and I didn't mean to raise myself here to make myself front and center in gonzo journalism. I'm just saying the only real gauge I've got is on the street. And so I'm a well-known guy.
I'm happy for you, man. Well, I really am, like, genuinely.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is beyond that, it's a message to people that aren't well-known. And, of course, anonymity's great. They don't really get the sense of how big the awakening is. But I think the power structure's starting to figure it out. That's what all the surveillance and censorship's about. But it's too little, too late. So for people that don't know who you are, most folks do, talk about the saga you've been through and the incredible cancel culture and where you think it is now. And I think you're agreeing there is a great awakening. So how would you track that trajectory of where we were, where we are, where we're going?
Yeah, I mean, so I started my career in Hollywood a long time ago. I was on the show Punked. I was a regular on Punked. I would punk celebrities back when I was like 24. Adam Sandler put me in The House Bunny. I was the butler in that movie. Anna Faris is like nemesis, but friend. And then I was in, you know, Jack and Jill and all these movies. Like, Sandler was very instrumental in my career. Shout out to Sandler. Great guy. Vince Vaughn took me on the road with him, put me in a sitcom. I was regular there. Comedy Central specials, Leno, Fallon, all these things. So I was repped at CAA, Prince of Bobby Young. And then I fell in love with my now wife. We had a child. We left Los Angeles, still repped at CAA. I had a big book deal, big development deal. I was still touring, making a great living at colleges. And it was the trans child thing that, and this is all in writing, this is why I was censored, was my public stance against the trans child movement. Because
this is about, 6 years ago?
Yeah, 2016, 2017.
And when they would really come after you then. I mean, that was the... That was the
crazy. I was I was one of the only people. My wife was kicked off Airbnb, like PayPal. I was the first blue check mark to be kicked off Twitter, YouTube, hundreds of millions of views deleted, Vimeo, Venmo, Podbean, iTunes, like all theaters and clubs. Like, I'd book a theater with my own money and they cancel it the week of. It was like, I got a little wacky for a bit there, because I got a little paranoid seeing that there really wasn't the free market that people said, like a theater that I could sell out myself. And bear in mind, I've never been accused of a crime. I just refuse to not make fun of everybody. And so I saw the power of that.
Yeah, give us I know it's your old act, but if you don't mind, give us a few of the transgender jokes I didn't like.
Well, I originally did the Dave Chappelle joke, and Ye talked about that on your program, where it was Caitlyn Jenner.
It's 100%. You're one of the most robbed comedians out there.
Yeah, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner was Woman of the Year. Hasn't been a woman for a full year. I did that in the beginning of the trans movement. Then Chappelle did it 3 years later, but when I did it, it was still hot. It was still like, trying to be put in people's heads. And I wasn't even political. But I was pointing out that everyone was against Trump, which wasn't mathematically logical. You know, I have a little touch of the tism, man. It's not even like people think I have this agenda. Like, people used to think that I had this like anger against Jews. But it was just because I would make fun of them like I make fun of Canadians or Christians or Muslims or Danish people or people in wheelchairs, right? I just won't exclude people. And so I was just pointing out in Hollywood, like, how is every single comedian siding with Hillary Clinton?
But aren't you, quote, genetically Jewish?
Yeah, whatever that even means. You had a grandmother that was 11.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How you can react. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, you can just react the way it's natural to react. And the whole punchline is just, I don't know if you got that clip.
Yeah, we got it. We'll play it in a moment, and then we'll talk about it. But we're like 9 minutes to break. But before we do that, I'm going to go back to what you just said, because it clicked. And I was about to interrupt you and say, we should support local economies. We should support local-made clothing and local farms. You know, it's what you harp on. Plus, it's better, it's higher quality, and it builds that real diversity. Go to the mom-and-pop restaurant. Go to the mom-and-pop grocery store. That's how we're going to build it. And during the lockdowns, they wouldn't let you go to the mom-and-pop. They shut them down, only the big box stores who doubled their wealth and destroyed the real economy. So what you're harping on is absolutely the secret. And so instead of just a religious revival in a field in a tent, imagine a tours of comedy revival, free speech revival, and you have speakers about free speech and America and freedom and comics and then people coming and, you know, selling, you know, farm to market goods and homemade, you know, whatever it is. That's the real revolution, and that's why they want the ESGs and the social credit score and the cashless society, because they can then decide where you spend that money. And our checkmating their tyranny isn't just supporting people that have been censored, because that's what the globalists fear. That's the antidote. That's the default position. But also really going out of your way not to shop at big box stores, not to eat at big chains. And sometimes you have to. That's all there is. I get it. But once you start getting into the mode of really only supporting grassroots, that will grow and develop as a blood supply to that. And that's what you're saying. So go back, as I interrupted earlier, to this amazing. You're like doing tent revivals for comedy. I love it. They're banning you at all these other facilities. They call in death threat. Any club you book, you always sell out. So now you're just getting your team together, and you're going and putting it in the field, emailing your fans and meeting. That is, because that's how we get stronger. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. We don't give in and be victims. We innovate. We adapt. We overcome.
Bro, like right now my chat is going on Telegram because they're watching along. And Anchor Bear just said, Alex Jones is spitting fire right now. Like, everything you just said is right on the money. It's like the Chinese invasion was Walmart, you know? It's like we're showing these movies, and trust me, I've been in movies, I've sold movies, like, I understand movies. It's you know, a lot of movies are beautiful. I was just watching Field of Dreams, awesome movie. But a lot of times people get in your mind that war is just like guns and tanks and bombs, when it's a financial war and it's a cultural war and it's a war about morality. And so, yeah, like they can't, it's always an illusion that they can censor you or that they can stop you from doing what you do. And if we just say no and do it ourselves, it's so fun, man. It's like when we had this festival, we had 1,500 people show up. A lot of the guys during the day, and it was like sober, no one was drinking. Like, people just started doing manual labor. We're like hauling grass. It's in my special. I talk about it. Like, one dude just starts crying because it was just so beautiful. The dudes were just coming together and doing work like in a field because they wanted to. And that's why I'm so optimistic, because the more the hell is unleashed, and right now we are seeing quite a bit of hell going on, that the more you see the antidote, which is local. It's honest. It's high trust. It's Americana. It's growing your own food. You know, it's like, and to just not cuck to the devil, you know? And so I'm just like, at first, like I just gave back everything I made on this special and like everything I was going to make. But it was like the most fun yesterday, saying it was for free, refunding everyone's money. It felt so good because it's almost like timed perfectly with this, like, you know, global insanity that's happening. And I just think that it's cool that you persevered and you didn't break, and, you know, and I hope a lot of other people doing that too, because a lot of people in my community are crushing right now, having kids, denying the demographic collapse, like being the solution, starting little companies. You know, I had one guy show that just like a bowl of beans that he had, he used those beans to create a whole field of beans. It's just like there is no scarcity in this world, and it's really incredible.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, who was a super genius, worshipped farmers and said that, you know, he'd been all over the Western world. He was, you know, out of college when he was 16, and he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and he said, farmers know how the world really works, and farmers would be the best in government, not lawyers, not politicians. And he said, yeoman farmers are the answer. He said, even if you live in the city, you should have a plot of land you go to on the weekend, because being in the earth, being barefoot on the soil, being around farmers and ranchers and people is literally forest bathing or farm bathing. And that's what I was just doing on my secret mission last week that won't get announced for a while. Was out there in all of this with some great people, but it's literally what they want to take us out of, and that's what you're harping on, and you're doing a great job putting it out, but it's something people are rediscovering, and it's so important. I mean, I cannot stress enough that if we can't produce our own food, we're done.
And it's ironically the quote-unquote elite, like the banking class that farms people, would actually be helped if they farm, because you learn that a happy cow, a well-treated cow, gives you more milk. And it's so ironic, man. Like, now that I'm, like, pretty free and my life's going well, I have four sons, a wonderful wife, my community's crushing, I get to sit back and have, like, an interesting perspective where I even look at a George Soros, like a very monstrous character, and I'm like, he's just so wrong. He's so off. Like, he's not even doing a good job for himself. It's like, if you work down your cows, and if they really do, you know, if a lot of these like banking elite view someone like me as a cow, it's like you want good milk. You want happy, healthy cows that last a long time and deliver for you. And instead, they're just like working them and demeaning them and like being really nasty to the populace, which is going to give them worse returns.
And it's going to give them giant wars and destroy them. And what you're saying is key. Remember Bloomberg said a couple of years ago, he goes, farmers have small brains. They don't have any gray matter. It's so easy to stick a seed in the ground. Anybody that's got a farming family, and I do know, they're up at 4 a.m. They are going to sleep during the harvest at 10 p.m. You got to know everything. You got to deal with pests. You got to understand the weather. You got to know what to plant. You got to know how to sell it. You got to know. I mean, it is, of course, you get high while you're doing it, because I've worked as a farmer and a rancher. Thank God my dad almost every summer would send me from the age of 10 to at least do 2-3 months with farmers and with ranchers and veterinarians. And it was, but you like zone out when you're doing it. You're designed to do it. And then you feel so good when you're done at night playing poker and smoking a cigar. But, I mean, it's just something we're supposed to do. We're designed to do it. And then here's this guy, you know, lives in high-rises of billions of dollars, so alien from his own species, he thinks people that know how to be self-sufficient are dumb and stupid.
Yeah, and it's also very humbling, and it punishes sin. So for those of you out there, like, if I didn't do comedy and do my live stream and stuff, I couldn't function just as a farmer, because I'm not good enough at it. Like, we have a farm stand, we make butter, all this stuff, but I can fund it with also the stuff I do. Because if you're just farming, it's like any mistakes or sin or laziness or anything, and you fail. And so it really,
it's so honest. Stay there. Absolutely. And yeah. That's what I'm explaining to people is that you're a first generation farmer. And the fact I've seen your videos, you're doing good, is incredible. I know all this stuff, thanks. And I couldn't go do it myself I couldn't do it. It is hard. Unless you're like in Ukraine, there's like 20 feet of black soil, but still it's hard. We'll be right back. And the Dutch are the best. I mean, they're like the MVPs of it. And then, of course, they're shutting them down. The globals are shutting them down. We'll come right back. Stay with us. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Owen Benjamin, one of the most censored comics ever, is our guest right now. It's the
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to get into comedy, cancel culture, where Owen Benjamin thinks it's going, but we've got off on this big farmer thing because Bill Gates, the Chi-Coms, the globalists are buying up farmland everywhere. They're shutting down over 10,000 farms, saying that cow farts are bad. In the Netherlands are the rock star farmers. They're the third largest food producer in the world. They're going after the Irish farmers now. Literally saying carbon dioxide is bad. Now they want to cut trees down. They want to cut off the resources, folks. They want artificial scarcity. They admit they're doing it. And I mentioned Bloomberg, and I was going from memory. I want to show you some of the stuff he said. This is Newsweek. Mike Bloomberg once said he could teach anyone to be a farmer because farming needs less gray matter than modern work. Well, the easiest farming thing to do is basically cattle ranching, but they've got a fix on the market where the meat packers get all the money. The ranchers don't. And our family just does cattle and pine trees and Christmas trees now. And that's the easiest, and it's still a bunch of work, okay? And my family knows all about it. They've been on the same property. We've sold most of it over the years. We bought like 20,000 acres from Santa Ana, like, you know, the mid-1820s. And the family's down to, my dad's got 2,000 acres. The rest of the family has a few thousands. It's a big piece of land. But all the cattle ranches have basically been sold, so mainly it's forests. So now we grow trees, and that's how they pay the taxes and live. But it's still a full-time job. The idea that it's easy from Mike Bloomberg, it's like he's a space alien showing up, having no idea how we operate. It's truly disgusting. And then Bill Gates is buying up all the land. Meanwhile, Arkansas orders Chinese company subsidiary to divest itself of agricultural land. This is so valuable. I agree with that move. Owen Benjamin putting bookends on the farming issue because they don't want us to be self-sufficient. And then let's get back to what you wanted to get into with your clips here.
Yeah, and it's just there's so many mistakes you can make. I mean, I was just had a buddy help me with my fencing. Like, just fencing, a lot of people don't realize that your fence posts will just wiggle their way out over a few seasons, and you have to, like, cross-brace them, and you have to, like, how you put in the cement and how you keep it tight and how you keep, like, a little goat from not getting under it and impregnating his mom. You know, it's like constant failure. And so I don't want people to think that I'm a rock star farmer because I fail nonstop. And if I didn't have comedy income, it would be brutal. But that's kind of the point, like, to make a living doing it and to wake up every morning and having a cow smack you in the face as you're, like, milking her and she's kicking over the bucket and, you know, it's freezing outside. It keeps you humble and it keeps you grateful. And I was just talking to a buddy at the feed store about that where he's like, yeah, everything's always going wrong. But I'm like, I always have joy. it's so true. It's like, that's why a lot of times the happiest people in the world are like, would be considered peasants, because you're constantly smacked down by nature. And
that's what all our ancestors did. That's why you say you're anti-victimology. Yeah. We need to embrace, you know, it's hard to grow plants in space because there's no resistance. They need the wind. They need the storms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would, it's like, hothouse tomatoes. If you're too gentle on your crops, they don't grow roots. Like, if there isn't any resistance, they don't grow roots and they just fall down. And I actually see the elite class is actually falling apart because of this, because a lot of the biggest rock star, are these, really wealthy guys, like whether it's the Rockefellers or any of those people, those guys were tough dudes. Like, they would come in, like the guys who founded Vegas, like all these guys, and then their kids got it really easy, but they could manage it. And now their grandkids are like, you know, soft, gay and vegan, you know, and it's like, it's hard to sustain. It's like those old things that, you know, the sound of a civilization going up is wooden shoes and going down it's silk slippers. And so it's another reason why I'm not too scared is a little bit of pullback in luxury, I actually think would be good for the spirit of the West. And so if we do face times of scarcity, it'll be good for families. It'll be good for seeing what matters. And, you know, and I love it. And
no, I totally agree. There's a paradox. The globalists want to cut our resources off to make us go deeper into their electronic technocracy straitjacket and submit to becoming even less human. Whereas you're saying go be in hardship outside their system. If you got to fund it inside their system, but beam it back to build the new civilization, that's the answer. The civilization is collapsing. They decided to collapse it to kill us. No, we're going to use their collapse to become stronger.
Exactly, because they want it very comfortable and detached from reality and nature. So exactly right. You use their resources. You don't have to, like, bug out and go to a ghost town or anything. Like, you stay in their systems. You use their resources. But you develop a culture of anti-fragile where it's like the problems are fun. Like, we had this camera guy freak out of nowhere. I thought he was my friend about how he really owns the special and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, flip a switch. It's all free. Give everyone their money back. Bang. And then instead of, like, crying about how I just lost tens of thousands of dollars, I was like, Victoria, you know, and that's like what founded America. And so it's a cultural thing where I saw a great Jocko Willick video years ago just called Good, where everything bad that was happening to him in war, he just kept saying good. And out of those calamities, something good will come. And that's the culture that'll ride through anything that comes our way.
No, you're right. The problems are fun. You mentioned this earlier. Reintroduce it. Clip 3, gay pride.
Yeah. Like, as far as this, like, I see, because I've been seeing this for a while. You've been seeing this for a while. Where now it's coming to a point where people are just freaking out about what to do with the gay stuff. You know, where it's like they're teaching it to kids. And now there's this, like, rage. When just the masculine approach and just the normal approach is the most effective. So check out this little clip about gay pride.
Here it is.
It's that they take pride in it. They're like, my identity is based around something too despicable and disgusting for me to discuss right now in a tent. In Missouri, in a hayfield. You know? And... yeah, and we're not alone, guys. Tons of people get this, but they just don't know this valuable thing that you don't have to backpedal. When they're like, I happen to be gay, I'm like, you happen to be the f*** out of here now. Get. Why don't you pack up the rollerblades and go down to the bar where you belong? And they don't know what to do. It's so funny, you, like, track their programming. Because you're not even mad. They're like, no, but I just said I'm gay. And I'm like, I said get. And then people say stuff like, they go, well, I'm offended. And I'm like, hey, little buddy, do you know where your mommy is? Or, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Or do you, like, when someone says they're offended, I treat them like they just shit their pants.
And, you know, my issue here is I literally don't hate anybody for what they do in their personal life, but it's become a cult and an agenda to rule our lives. So I like you going to the far extreme of just saying no and saying, I don't buy the fact that you're superior to me and that you're the tyranny of the minority.
Yeah, and you don't have to, like, want to hurt them or anything. That's the thing, is that, because then the reaction is, oh, you're trying to hurt me. You want to hurt me? I'm like, no, I just don't want you around my kid, and I don't want to hang out with you if you, like, take pride in doing something gross. I'd feel the same way about, like, crackheads, you know? If someone's like, my identity is based on, you know, smoking meth and stealing copper, I'm like, get out of here. Like, and people at the festival kept coming up to me and being like, dude, this festival is so great. It's like, because they were sober. It's like one of the first festivals they'd been to where they weren't serving alcohol, and they were like, you know, I had a great time last night, and I can remember all of it. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when we don't get drunk. They're like, the food, it feels good when I eat it. It doesn't make me sick. I'm like, yeah, it's organic food. And they're like, and there's no bad, like, the people are great. I'm like, yeah, I only hang out with great people. Like, I'm very discerning. And that's all that matters. Because now they're, like, rolling out the rainbow carpet for these people. Where it's like, if you're a sodomite, you get special privileges in society. It's just so dumb. And if you just kind of laugh at it and you're like, so how much sodomy do you have to do to get your special treatment? Like, 3 acts a year? Like,
but listen, that's the thing, though. Then it's not enough. Now it's the children and pedophilia and Target and all of it. It's out in the open.
Well, that's why I turned out. I used to be, like, pro gay rights and all that because I was like,
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. the company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And you'll like the, yeah, you'll like the, if you have a large Christian audience, I think you'll enjoy, the Giants one. It's about, yeah, it's about the Bible. You'll enjoy this.
Let's roll that. Here it is.
Cool.
And we started this Christian curriculum that's really good. And, but as a Giant, there's a few stories that I have issues with. You know, the Bible's great and everything, but there is some serious, anti-Giant bigotry going on there. Like David and Goliath, great story. I understand, you know, when you're with God, you can kill the giant and everything, right? But like my kids will like try to recreate David and Goliath, and it's like a freaking hate crime, you know? Because I'm 6'8". I'm like legitimately a giant. And they're like, it's a giant. Let's kill the giant. And they just start hitting me, and they're like, yeah. We're like, David, that's a giant. Kill the giant. And then I start being like, well, did the giant get... like a rock to throw or no? It's like, no, David had God on his side and like a weapon. I'm like, how come the giant didn't get a weapon? They're like, that giant got what he deserved. And then there's a couple other stories in there that are kind of interesting. Like one was old King David getting Saul's daughter. You guys know about this one? You guys know or no? Because I'll explain it. You know this one? Because, like, when you do a Christian homeschooling, like, I was raised Catholic, so no one ever brought up the Bible. Everyone's just like, it's like nobody cared. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm Catholic. They're like, well, what do you think of King David? I'm like, who's that? I just give this pedophile money. And so, This is one story where King David really wanted Saul's daughter. He thought she was really smoking hot. And he went to King Saul and he said, "What can I do to get your daughter?" And King Saul told him what he needed to do. And so David went around to his buddies to see if they wanted to help out. And I really want to know what that conversation was like. Can you imagine being King David and you go to one of his buddies and you're like, "Listen, man, have you seen King Saul's daughter?" And the guy's like, his name's Gary. Gary's like, "Yeah, man, she's pretty hot." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm willing to do just about anything to get her. Are you down to help?" And he's like, "Yeah, man, you have my back. I got your back. What do you think?" And he's like, "Bro, it's pretty intense, but you're committing, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Okay, we got to kill 100 guys." And the guy's like, "Why? Did they do something to you?" He's like, no, they're Philistines, right? F*** those guys. So we're going to, are you down for a genocide?" And Gary's like, "Dude, that's super intense." He's like, "Are you in though? You said you were in earlier." He's like, yeah, I'm in." He's like, "Okay, so you promise you're in. You're now in no matter what I say now." He's like, "Yeah, King David, you're the man. Like, I love doing sheep work with you. You're always great. You have my back. I got your back. We'll kill some Philistines. F*** those guys." You know. He's like, "All right. So after the Philistines are dead, I'm going to be doing something to them that I really need you to get on board with early." He's like, "What are you thinking? You thinking about like poking them with a stick or something?" He's like, no. "I got to bring back a little trophy to old King Saul." He's like, "What do you think, like an earlobe?" He's like, this is a true story. This is in the Bible. He's like, "King Saul needs 100 foreskins from the Philistines or else I can't get her. So after they're dead, I'm going to be pulling out their ween and doing a little clipping, and you're going to hold the bag for me." And Gary's like, "Dude," he's like, "you committed. And now we're going to do 200. And they did it. Like, they got a big bag of dicks. And then King Saul was like, "Dude, I was just joking. I can't believe you did that." Jews are pretty cool people, you know.
Well, that was the ancient world. Lots of that. The Jews were against throwing your children into pits of fire to mow it.
It's baby steps. Yeah, I just couldn't stop laughing, thinking that King Saul might have been joking, where he's like, "Dude, you did that? Like, I was just messing around." But anyway, so that special's free, and if anybody feels, you know, like they want to support, to subscribe to unauthorized.tv. That's our own private servers, our own
unauthorized.tv.
3 hours like every day.
Unauthorized. Give us the website again and tell us where we see the special.
Unauthorized.tv. The special's on there. It's our site. It's our paid site, and it's the one place that I have never been canceled from because we built it ourselves. But the special is also available at owenbenjamin.com. Or rumble.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or any of these things, because I wanted it to be able to be as accessible to people as possible. But if you're feeling grateful and you want to throw in, just subscribe to our website and watch the streams, or just enjoy it. Like, I'm just glad you guys get to enjoy it.
Well, I'm going
to
watch the special.
Comedy.
Let's go to clip 5 and 6 back to back. Kanye called OMB, "Slavery's a Choice," and then "Highway to Hell." Play those.
Apparently, I'm the guy to call if you get kicked off platforms now because I survived, you know? And like, what was it, like 8 months ago? I get a call from Kanye West. And he's like, "Hey, man, it's Ye." I'm like, "Wait, what? Seriously?" And it was. We ended up becoming friends. And he's like, "I hear you can get through this stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, dude. Yeah, you can too." The advice I told him, I go, just don't be dependent and don't be a victim. They don't have to give you any of their systems. So whatever they kick you out of, they made and you're not entitled to. And I go, "Yeah, you want to know what would blow the world's mind? If you started picking your own cotton for your own clothes." Dude, I told him that, and he was like, "Yeah." I was like, dude, say what you will about Kanye. He said one of the truest things of all times. He said slavery is a choice. And that's a fact. And I was like, you want to break victim consciousness for your people? They're always like, oh, the music now is so bad and so disgusting. Everything's so disgusting. The baby boomers are like, we went to the moon. We put a man on the moon with grit. And our music had morality. I'm like, dude, you had a song called Highway to Hell. Like, that's the most directly satanic song in human. And you guys probably are like, oh, no, it's a good song now. It's Highway to Hell. It's not like side roads to hell. It's like highway to hell, like the fastest you can get to hell. Like no detours, no exits.
Well, very impressive. I'm going to watch it tonight when I get home. But what I like about your comedy is it's just about real stuff that's going on, and it becomes a huge joke.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like how you just described, like what you just said is a bit. Like that was very funny. Like how you just described exactly how it is when it comes to not talking to a girl at a barbecue, but you can have your kid sit on a pedophile's lap at their school. Like that's a bit. Like sometimes it's just like you just say the truth and it's hilarious. And that's what I love about the truth. You know, sometimes I exaggerate for the bit's sake, or I use hyperbole or use a character or something, but yeah, it's great. I think the people if the people can laugh, they won't get pulled down by the fear, you know?
Well, sure. Well, why was Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy so funny? They made fun of black people and white people and other. They did it all. And the point is that we should make jokes about everything. It's absolutely true. But if somebody like Bill Maher makes a Jewish joke because he's half Jewish, he can, but then somebody else can't. And whether you're Jewish or not, people should revel in being made fun of. You know, one of my attributes, I'm not saying I'm great, but I saw in hindsight, is I've always loved being made fun of. I see it as endearing, and I do ridiculous stuff. I like it, but I don't understand this thing about, in fact, my favorite stuff is being made fun of. In fact, they used to do these huge pieces, and they get like 20 million views attacking me. And then when I'd say, I love that Bon Iver song, Alex Jones thing, and they go, oh, he likes it, they pull it. It's like, yeah, I want to be made fun of. What shows the global is the fact that they don't like being made fun of. They don't get that's like the coolest thing.
Bro, I got a wild conspiracy theory for you, man. I think that the ADL is actually to get people to hate Jews. And, like, when I make fun of Jews and, like, make fun of Christians.
Hold on, don't hang up. Can you do a few more minutes with us?
Yeah, but just real quick.
No, we got to go to break.
You know what you're saying. Okay, got it.
No. I don't know. You probably don't watch my show. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. It's literally get Jews attacked so they get more money. I mean, that's one level to it. I totally agree.
When I make fun of them, it like makes people like them. It's actually the exact opposite. Everything's inverted. Yes. All right.
I got it. It's hilarious. Owen Benjamin, please do some jokes about me. I like it. I understand how it works. That's something. These globalists, why don't they just join humanity? It'd be so much easier. But they can't help it. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Hour number three, a little bit more with Owen Benjamin. We'll talk about the ADL with them, the chief tyrants and bottle washers of Satan. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.